I'm Diane Whitfield and I am the Chief Officer of Coventry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. You know, what we have is a really serious situation. We have a woman that has alleged that she's been gang raped, and basically the authorities in Dubai appear, from what I've read, to have actually charged her for having sex outside of marriage and taken her passport away so she cannot travel back to the UK, while the alleged perpetrators have been allowed to come back, and indeed I understand has flown back to Birmingham. So absolutely, you know, I'm appalled at the situation, and I am really, really concerned that this woman is able to access justice, because certainly on the face of it, that does not appear to be there. It's perverse. I think that with all the legalities around an offence against an adult, and I understand she's around 25, happening in another country, then I understand there are boundaries around what the West Midlands Police could do. But I would absolutely expect the Foreign Commonwealth Office or the British Embassy in Dubai to be over this like a rash, and giving her the support that it sounds like she absolutely needs, being in a country that would actually put potentially a woman in jail for being raped. So absolutely, this feels like something the Foreign Commonwealth Office, hopefully, are already involved with, or not, will be involved with very, very shortly. I also think that if these alleged perpetrators reside in the West Midlands, then there's something for me about the West Midlands Police being able to flag who these alleged perpetrators are. They may not be able to take action as if it had happened in the UK, but certainly flagging up, and I'm confident that they would do that, because that's my experience of them.